with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he will step down at the end of the Biden administration, 3 years before his 10-year term expires. His announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel to lead the FBI. Correspondent Eric Tucker says Patel has talked openly about ridding the government of conspirators against Donald Trump.
He said that that could include going after the media or people in government who are perceived as having been disloyal. And so the public is really sort of waiting, as is the FBI, to see what direction the Bureau might take under the leadership of Patel, assuming that he is in fact confirmed.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House says President Biden is pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. He's also commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic. Evacuation orders remain in effect for thousands of Malibu, California residents who were forced out of their homes by the Franklin fire. Some homeowners are just now beginning to learn about their losses.
We lost some pets. We had, you know, bunnies that got, I think, did not make it. And we lost, you know, a lot of stuff. So I think my girls cried, obviously. But it could have been worse, I guess.
His house was one of the structures destroyed in the blaze. As of last night, the wildfire was only 7% contained over 6 square miles. The House has passed a measure that authorizes a 1% increase in defense spending and a double-digit pay raise for about half of the military's enlisted service members. The bill also includes a ban on health insurance plans covering certain transgender medical treatments. This is SRN News. An atheist group is going after a town in West Virginia. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a threatening letter to officials in Parkersburg over their local Christmas parade. It seems the Appalachian Pagan Ministry wanted to put a float in the parade and was denied. The foundation claims this is a violation of the Constitution and suggests that legal action will follow if the town doesn't give in. The foundation spends much of its time threatening localities on behalf of atheists and others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing pornographic material from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so. This is SRN News. The monarch butterfly is in trouble.
U.S. wildlife officials announced a decision Tuesday to extend federal protections to monarch butterflies after years of warnings from environmentalists that populations are shrinking and the beloved pollinator may not survive. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to add the butterfly to the threatened species list by the end of next year, following an extensive public comment period. Deforestation is skewing migration patterns and hindering the growth of milkweed, monarch's main food source. Agricultural expansion and herbicides have also reduced milkweed. Keith Peters reporting.
President-elect Trump reportedly will be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2024. It would mark the second time he receives the recognition. He was also Person of the Year in 2016, the year he was first elected president. More details at SRNnews.com.